This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 276 for Tuesday, February 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Tuesday as trading resumes following holidays in Canada and the United States on Monday. At the final settlement, the March canola contract gained $7.40 at $584.80 per ton, while the much more heavily traded May contract climbs $5.70 at $593.40 per ton. There's speculation that a spate of buying by Chinese firms is largely behind today's increases in canola. Despite a lack of support, canola holds off pressure from losses in most comparable oils. Chicago soy oil is to the downside, while European rapeseed is mixed. There are upticks in Malaysian palm oil, as well as Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Global crude oil prices are modestly lower, putting some pressure on the oil seeds. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada projects canola ending stocks to jump from 1.4 million tons this year to 1.95 million in 2024-25. The carryover for all wheat is to slip back from 4.4 million tons to 4.2 million. The Canadian dollar retreats on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie slipping to 73.94 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 74.16. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports two private sales, with 228,000 tons of old crop soy meal going to the Philippines. The other sale is for 155,000 tons of new crop corn to Japan. The USDA reports export inspections for the week ending February 15th include nearly 1.19 million tons of soybeans, down from the previous week. Corn export inspections bump up to almost 919,000 tons, while those for wheat fall back to about 381,000 tons. The Brazil soybean harvest is at 29-32% complete, depending on the consultancy. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The May contract at 7 cents at $11.83.5 per bushel. May soy meal is up $2.80 at $341.70 per short ton. May soy oil gives up almost 2/10 of a cent at 45.92 cents per pound. Corn turns around to be higher as its May contract tacks on 3 cents at $4.32.5 per bushel. Oats are slightly lower, with the May contract dipping a penny at $3.67.5. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago May jumps 20 cents at $5.79. Kansas City May advances 19.5 cents at $5.81. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May rises 11.5 cents at $6.66. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, February 20th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.